As life slowly returns to normal on the continent, people have started making holiday plans and bilateral talks are underway to ascertain under what conditions European states will be ready to open their doors to tourists. Many Czechs have become resigned to holidaying at home this year, but for those unwilling to forgo foreign holidays, several options are taking shape. Daniela Lazarová has the details.
Caution has been the operative word in the government's fight against the coronavirus. The country was among the first to close its borders and make face masks obligatory in public places. And the government has been equally cautious in relaxing many of the strict regulations in place. But with borders slowly reopening in Europe, the government has indicated that Czechs too will soon be able to travel for other than family or work reasons. At present, only a number of border crossings are open for freight transport, cross-border workers and people travelling for substantiated reasons. As of May the 26th, many more border crossings will open and checks will only be conducted randomly, eliminating the long queues that have been forming. However, the obligation to submit a negative test for COVID-19 when entering the Czech Republic from any country will continue to apply for the time being. The big change is expected on June 8th, as of when people returning from countries perceived as high risk will have to produce a COVID-negative test or undergo a 14-day quarantine. According to Czech Foreign Minister Tomáš Petříček, the Czech government would like to reopen borders with all neighbour states by mid-June at the latest. It is becoming clear that Czechs unwilling to miss out on a seaside holiday will be able to travel to Croatia or Greece. While it appears that Croatia will not require Czech tourists to produce a COVID-negative test to enter the country, negotiations are still underway with Greece, which may insist on this condition. Italy, one of the worst hit countries by the coronavirus pandemic, which is opening its borders on June 3rd, may well be considered a high-risk destination by the Czech authorities. So a holiday there would require that Czechs fork out money for a test upon their return. Czech mountain lovers tend to head for the Austrian Alps or the Slovak Tatra Mountains. While at present Czechs can only transit Austria and cannot holiday in Slovakia unless they have family there, borders with those two countries are likely to open soon. And due to the good epidemiological situation in all three states, it is likely that no tests will be required. The government is more hesitant in the case of Germany and Poland, which are perceived as presenting a higher risk in terms of importing fresh cases of coronavirus. The government will make available a list of countries considered high risk, which would necessitate people producing a COVID-negative test upon their return. However, tourists will need to ascertain whether the country they're holidaying in will not require a test as well. The Czech Foreign Ministry, which is still advising people not to travel abroad unless they have to, has warned that the conditions in force across Europe vary and are changing rapidly, so anyone setting out should check out the Ministry's website for the latest information.